From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday by Houthi rebels in a roadside attack just after ending a three-year alliance with the Shia Houthis battling a Saudi coalition. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi called it an exceptional historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy, a black day for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition to fight against the Houthis.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
Current President Abdurrabbo Mansur Hadi called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthis, who he referred to as a criminal and terrorist militia. In New York, UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric, citing the fighting that's killed or wounded hundreds in the capital Sana'a, appealed for unimpeded humanitarian access.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiation. Another U.N. peacekeeper has been killed in Central African Republic, the U.N. blaming mainly Christian anti-Balaka militia for attacking a U.N. checkpoint at the entrance to a camp for displaced people in the southeast town of Bria. A Mauritanian peacekeeper was killed, along with two colleagues who were wounded, and a third from Zambia wounded. This is VOA News.